time for a look at what's in the papers and online. Welcome this morning to Mike Woods.
Good morning, Jonathan. The Australian Today says Tony Abbott is facing a rout in southern Australia as voters shun the Prime Minister's policies and style, prompting nervous coalition MPs to call for a clearer and more compassionate strategy to market the government. Senior Liberals have apparently warned of a bloodbath in Victoria, sparked by the Prime Minister's unpopularity, and warned of strategic losses in South Australia amid uncertainty about the manufacturing sector. The Australian says that at least seven Liberal seats are at serious risk of falling in Victoria and South Australia. The Sydney Morning Herald and many of the dailies say an Australian Orion search aircraft has spotted debris and an oil slick on the edge of the search area for missing AirAsia flight QZ8501. But ships in the area have been unable to find anything on the water. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla confirmed the news that debris had been found, saying the Navy and search and rescue authorities have verified reports. The Hobart Mercury reports that rescuers were last night frantically searching for two people aboard a light plane which crashed in waters off Cape Raoul in Storm Bay near Port Arthur. Police boats and a number of others competing in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race joined the search through the night. Two helicopters involved in the rescue operation will resume searching the rugged southeast coast at first light. Airlines of Tasmania managing director Shannon Wells said the aircraft was a Cessna 172 and it was being used to take photographs of the Sydney to Hobart race. The West Australian reports today on a teenager killed in a shark attack at Shane's Beach near Albany. The West Australian says Jay Muscat was bitten on the leg by what is believed to be a 4 to 5 metre great white shark. It says the teenager and a friend were spearfishing at Three Stripes, a popular rock jumping spot, when the 17-year-old was attacked. He died soon after. Jonathan, they're the latest headlines.
Thanks, Mike. And more from the papers in our next hour.